Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast, your Arizona Wildcats football and basketball podcast. I'm Star Sports Editor Ryan Finley, here with Bruce Pascoe. Bruce, where are we now?
We are waiting, and we are waiting.
We are in Oregon, yes.
We are waiting to see who shows up at Matthew Knight Arena tonight at 7:15 local time. And, you know, we haven't heard anything from the university. They haven't responded to anything. But they did go through their pregame routine last night, and I believe they're supposed to be, doing the pregame shoot around as well about this time, but it's closed, unfortunately, so we don't know for sure what's going on over there. But that's the thing. We're just kind of a holding pattern, you know, waiting for possibly something to hit here.
Sure. For those of our listeners who were on rodeo break or vacationing on the moon or something, Sean Miller was mentioned in an ESPN story that broke late Friday night. The story essentially said that Sean Miller and Christian Dawkins, the former agent who was accused of bribing Book Richardson, was that they had discussed paying $100,000 so Arizona could land DeAndre Ayton. The story did not say if Ayton was actually paid, but DeAndre Ayton came to Arizona. And Sean Miller, certainly his time at Arizona appears to be, if not up, then quickly expiring. Bruce, you have really good instincts on these things. What do you think happens in the coming 9-10 hours?
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say they probably suspend him, pending the results of whatever they find on their own, and maybe they're going to. My guess is they'll probably filter this to their independent investigation that they've had all along and tell them, hey, look into this. Then, you know, and maybe the same could be with DeAndre Ayton, but again, there was no proof that he actually got any money. There was proof that Miller talked about it. There was proof that Miller asked the guy to talk to him about money. Mm-hmm. So there's that, but with Ayton, there's no proof. So, but the interesting thing is if either one of them is involved, it's going to be a little bit of a circus as long as this team season continues, just because everybody's going to be talking about them and trying to talk to them, and it's going to be a big distraction. So it's just hard to imagine that this season. Either way, whatever happens, I think the season is inalterably changed at this point.
Sure, and this is to say nothing of Alonzo Trier, who failed a drug test and is ineligible indefinitely. That's like
right,
way far down on our list here. Yeah.
Right, as we're talking about the fourth biggest story going on right now, exactly. And it's a really, it's a really interesting one too, because it's such an unusual case where he took this medication and he tested positive, tested clean, and then a year later he doesn't test clean, and you know he claims it's this trace of the same stuff. So
right.
How does this stay in your body? I mean, I was told yesterday the half-life is 1 day, so half of it's supposed to disappear after 1 day. So if you do the exponential equation on that after 400 days, there's not a whole lot left in your system. So there's something that, you know, was lodged in the tissue and then discharged just before this latest test. Maybe that happened, but, you know, it's just a really, really weird thing going on with him.
It's really strange. And, I mean, not to extrapolate this out again, but, Bruce, I mean, there was a second story last night posted by Yahoo Sports about the time most sane people went to bed.
Yeah.
And that implicates more Arizona players, including someone who, I mean, we could believe he was Raleigh Alkins.
Yeah, he was mentioned in there. I mean, there was hints, you know, maybe in the original stuff that he might have been involved in something. That's hard to say, but they talk about the cousin and the cousin having influence and name him, and that is Raleigh's cousin, and nothing was ever said in there that said anything definitely happened or whatever, right. But there was a lot of talk. So, you know, it's a lot of smoke, and you know, there may or may not be something going on there, but yeah, you know, that's again just another thing going on with this team.
Sure. I mean, to list off the people affected here, as of now, players and coaches who have been named or otherwise implicated in some of these reports are as follows: Sean Miller, DeAndre Ayton, Mark Phelps, tangentially Lorenzo Romar,
right,
former U of A assistant Joe Pasternak,
right,
current U of A player Raleigh Alkins,
Keanu Pinder, yeah,
Keanu Pinder, possibly former Wildcat Larry Markkinen. I mean, he was associated kind of loosely with that Yahoo story, wasn't he?
Yeah, and they said his dad, they said, I believe it was that the agent recommended that they work his dad, basically.
Right.
So, and that could have happened, you know, but again, nothing, there was no proof that anything actually did happen or whatever there. And, you know, so yeah, there's a lot. I mean, the Pinder and the Phelps thing, U of A says they were not related to the federal investigation, but I believe they're most likely related to what the independent investigation that U of A had commissioned.
Right.
I think that when they went in after that, that commission went in, that those guys went in and found some stuff, and then Phelps, according to the document we saw, Phelps at one point fessed up to whatever he did, and they wouldn't say what it was, but so there was that. So they're not directly, but if you put in a whole pool of suspended and implicated people, yeah, you're talking about, you know, 30% of the program right now, between
yep.
players and coaches. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. One more thing before you go, Bruce. It's a simple question: who coaches and who plays tonight?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, being as we haven't heard anything yet, you know, this could change any minute. But I am kind of thinking maybe they just go ahead and, you know, and proceed as normal, at least for today, and maybe you know, maybe because they're still working on this and it goes into early next week and we learn more. But it's also possible that Sean Miller gets suspended and Lorenzo Wilmar coaches the team tonight. We just don't know. And as far as DeAndre Ayton, I think he plays, because I don't think they're gonna have anything directly on him, and you know, unless he all of a sudden admits he took something, then of course he'd be out. But you know, I don't know that anybody's even approached him within their own circle at this point. So my guess is they probably go as is right now, maybe without Miller, but I'm guessing Ayton will be out there.
I'm surprised about sort of the national dynamic here, Bruce, and not to make media part of this story, but, you know, ESPN on this morning's College Game Day, Jay Billis, who's defended Sean Miller in the past, said this is career-ending. Dick Vitale,
yeah,
who supported Sean Miller in the past, but referred in a tweet today, he said basically that Greg Hansen was right, and that he referred to his previous defense of Miller as, quote-unquote, a big turnover, baby. Can Arizona, who is as image conscious as anybody we've ever been affiliated with, allow Sean Miller to coach tonight, knowing what will be said about him and about them when the game is shown on ESPN?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing position that Dave Hickey's in right now, because he wasn't here when these things happened, and yet he's got a really career-defining decision to make. And you don't want to be premature in these things, but you're right. If you do say, well, we're going to gather more evidence or whatever you say, it's you know, there's going to be people criticizing you for not making a quick move on this. And so it's really going to be interesting to see what happens.
Wow. Bruce Pascoe, thank you so much for joining us. I'll let you get back to work, by the way, and I'm sorry to have interrupted a very busy Saturday
no,
for you.
Yeah, no, usually with a night game, it's pretty open, so it's going to be another crazy 14-hour day and a crazy road trip, but, you know, it's really interesting to see what's going on, though, for sure.
Sure. We don't pay you enough. I hope our bosses hear that. That'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast. For Bruce Pascoe, I'm Ryan Finley. We'll see you next time.